This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am cautioning you about those times when someone rubs you the wrong way. It can be easy to lose control when someone rubs you the wrong way. Some time ago, I participated in a DISC assessment, which is designed to help you connect better with colleagues whose work styles may differ from yours. Prior to the DISC assessment, there was a person I worked with who always seemed to greet my ideas with a great deal of skepticism. It felt very personal, like this person was skeptical of me. Needless to say, this individual rubbed me the wrong way. After the DISC assessment, I learned that skepticism was part of this person's work style, and she was just as skeptical of others as she was of me. It wasn't personal. And once I understood this person better, she no longer rubbed me the wrong way. Isn't that interesting? While I appreciate these fancy new tools such as DISC, Christ has given us effective tools as well, tools of compassion and humility. These are the tools Abraham used when his nephew Lot rubbed him the wrong way. When Abraham and Lot began to argue over land, Abraham didn't lose control and allow this type of discontent and arguing to go on for years. Instead, he took control by demonstrating compassion and humility toward Lot. Are you on the brink of losing control because someone is rubbing you the wrong way today? If so, remember these words. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, seek understanding.